It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. State lawmakers will debate the controversial topic of illegal immigration today. On the table is a bill that would give illegal immigrants who graduate from Colorado high schools in-state college tuition. And while two previous attempts have failed, each time the measure gets one step closer to passing the legislature. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland takes a look at the politics behind this year's version.
I'm here at Bruce Randolph High School in Denver. Proponents of the measure say about half of the students at this school are illegal immigrants and could benefit from the bill should it pass.
I'm just trying to be a role model for my little siblings and show them that you can do it.
That's 15-year-old sophomore Gloria, who didn't give her last name because she's in the country illegally. When she was 8 years old, her family left Mexico and came to the U.S.
I thought it was just a vacation, but we ended up staying. And that was kind of shocking for me.
To qualify for in-state tuition under the bill, an illegal immigrant must have attended a Colorado high school for a minimum of 3 years, graduated from that high school, and be accepted to college within a year of graduation. Gloria says she wants to go to college to become a photographer.
My parents have always told me that life is pretty hard to get through without studying because neither of them graduated high school. I'm trying to be the first one in my generation to go to college.
Two Democratic senators are sponsoring the tuition bill again this year, including former high school principal Senator Michael Johnston of Denver.
Every year I have a group of students who are graduating from high school who either are going to have the chance to go to college if we pass this, or they're not if we don't. It's very rarely that there's a state policy that actually stands in the way of young people being able to realize their dreams, but this is one of those.
So far, no Republican lawmakers have come out in support of the bill. Many say they sympathize with the students, but feel the measure is the wrong answer. Senator Keith King of Colorado Springs sits on the Senate Education Committee, where the bill gets its first hearing. He says he'll be a no vote, just like last year.
We can educate them, but if we can't get them a job still once they're through being educated, then we haven't really accomplished what we need to accomplish for them.
King also says it's unfair for illegal immigrants to pay a lower tuition rate compared to out-of-state students.
It should be good for kids in Nebraska and California and Ohio and everywhere else that come to this state.
But it appears that some influential Republicans may have had a change of heart. Republican Tom Massey of Poncha Springs chairs the House Education Committee. The bill failed in his committee last year by just one vote. Massey says the more he researches the issue, the more he feels these kids need a chance to succeed.
We've got these kids that are actually working their way through the system. We've got significant dollars invested in their education, and we need to provide a clear path to citizenship and to attainment of higher education or post-secondary.
Republican Representative Robert Ramirez also sits on the Education Committee and is considered another potential swing vote. In the past, he said he supports the overall concept, but wants the federal government to address larger immigration problems first. Proponents have tried to make the bill more palatable to Republicans this year. The students wouldn't receive a state stipend that goes to every in-state student, and if it's approved, colleges and universities could opt out of the bill. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.